This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters out there. Again, we'd like to welcome you to another episode of The Better Half. Again, this is your host, Brother Allah, and my co-host, Brother Shihab, and we have two new couples, alhamdulillah. I don't know, I called them victims because they actually were seeing us, how the torture is going through, and they still decided to stay, which is so nice. I introduce you again to Sister Sadaf. She lives here. my right arm, she was the Amira of the classes, as I remember. I've seen almost all her kids being born and raised, and my favorite is the Candy Man. Oh, I love that guy. Alhamdulillah, all their kids, may Allah raise them righteously. Again, the right next to her is Brother Nu'man. May Allah bless him for allowing her to volunteer and be part of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his family that is always here. Alhamdulillah, I'm so proud to have him here. Thank you for being with us. On the left-hand side, another pillar that also lives here. We have Sister Radia also on the board, mashallah, members. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for your time and effort for volunteering, being with us. And her, again, hero, volunteer, and also allow her to spend the time with us to build a better community, Brother Najib, not Rajab as we thought he was. I'd like to thank you on behalf of everybody. And again, like, thank you for the volunteers and everybody, the cameraman. Shout out to Brother Rami, dude, everybody, alhamdulillah, one more time. Sister Sadaf, what was the, how do you guys meet, and where and when? A little bit details if you remember.
He's my cousin.
He's your cousin. Puts it to bed, that's it, what else I get? He's my cousin. Done, khalas, finished. Okay, so you grew up together, how was it?
Basically, we got engaged like in around 95, and like we used to live in Oman. First time I saw her after engagement was like when I visited Pakistan after like in about nearly close to about a year of engagement.
MashaAllah. So, you know, if you noticed, she was trying to give him some cheat notes. 95.
Yeah.
You see, that's when you know your wife loves you. She's backing you up, man, just in case. I'm here. I got your back, dude. Congratulations. By the way, you know, statistics show that it's the highest success rate. You understand? When you actually know each other and they're, you know, your best friends basically becomes a lover, which is so nice, alhamdulillah. Because which is the arranged marriage, of course, which is a proper meaning and understanding of that. MashaAllah. Very good. Dude, Dudette, how you doing?
Well, we're not cousins.
Okay.
Pizza Hut.
Oh, I think we're going with Pizza Hut, eh?
So what happened was that I guess parents got together, his uncle, my dad knew me, he was looking for someone apparently. So, or his dad or mom figured it's time for him to look for someone. So his uncle came to my dad and like, oh, well, I have this guy. I'm like, well, I don't think I want that guy. Because I don't know that guy. It was like Friday night or something when I was working at the time. So it was my friend's birthday. And the entire office staff decided to go celebrate. I'm like, I'm coming too. So he was supposed to come meet me that night at home. I'm like, no, I have something to go to. And lo and behold, he came to the place where we were having the staff dinner. I look up and I saw my uncle waiting for me at the table where we were dining at. And I'm like, what are you doing here? He's like, I have someone outside to meet you. I'm like, oh, no. So yeah, so we went outside. I ended up leaving my dinner halfway. He didn't even feed me the rest, you know, like dinner after that or anything like that. But we stood outside, we talked for about at least a good hour when everybody decided to leave and my ride was almost leaving me. And I said I had to leave.
At least he's
so, dead. Yeah. Yeah, so that was our first meeting and that was it.
Okay,
so I guess he liked what he saw and, you know, he decided to come asking for my hand after. Let's hear his version now.
Okay, it's your turn, dude.
So my uncle came to our house and he's like, where's your wife? I don't have no wife. He said, okay, I'll get you hooked up. But a few months later, we made the trip and he's like, yep, we're going to go to their house tonight. Go there, she's not there. So they went to Pizza Hut, so we went to Pizza Hut. From the last 4 months after that, we were married.
Wow, at least it's committed.
Yeah.
So love at the first bite?
I didn't. I had my own bite.
Right, so thank you. That's very good. May Allah bless you. Now again to Brother Shab. He will take the second question. Please go ahead.
The second question is a bit different. So in this one, we want you to think about if you were to wake up in the morning and find that your spouse have a new skill, something you probably wanted for a while, and now they have it. What would that be?
I get, I'm going to get standing ovation, I'm raising the roof, I'm doing the mic right now. Ooh, my God, I'm learning from you. Sansei. Oh, that's a very good answer. Man, that's a very safe button, you know what I'm telling you? It's like...
I've been reading all your Instagrams, so I have to be careful on what I answer.
That's a very smart, quick learner. He says, I choose life. Thank you. Okay, so no skills. That's amazing. Good for you.
Saradia, I'm counting on you.
Let's follow in their footsteps. I'll let him go first.
She probably has a list.
She's learning.
Yes.
Okay, Sheikh. So, I think I want her to be an early riser so we can go home here. More often. Not when the sun is already up and it's coming down.
But the best time is the sunset. Okay, so I'm gonna buy off some of the other ones that I've heard because I thought about this like tons of time. Cooking.
I can. Mashallah.
Can you eat?
Yes, I can.
My boy.
But just like not an everyday cook, maybe just a Saturday or a Sunday, breakfast only. You know, some just. But alhamdulillah, I'm getting the other one in to the cooking stage, so yes.
We're going into the second part now. We have a different question for you or request from you. So this time, what we want you to imagine with us is that you have been given $200,000. You just received it. And now you have to decide what are you going to use it for. So when each one of you to decide what are you going to use those $200,000, you can put it on the whiteboard so we have you captured it, and then we can compare and see what you use it for. MashaAllah. Okay, so tell us a little bit about why you choose this one.
Because I don't want my kids to pay off my debts, right? I want to have them like a happy life, debt-free. They don't feel burdened that parents left them so much. No. It should be free.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay, beautiful.
So invest half and travel with half.
That's it. Okay. Simple.
So in order to keep on traveling, this needs to grow, right?
That's fantastic. And what are you going to invest it in? Any thoughts?
Invest in real estate, stocks.
I was dreaming about this actually not too long ago, that I would come into some money by not playing the lottery.
Okay.
So, what I was dreaming about is much more than 200, so I broke it down into, like, you know, maybe percentaged it equally. So, 50K would be for current living expenses. I figure that might be okay to, you know, get by because he's not going to stop working. I'm not going to have him stop working. We still need t-shirts. Yeah. 200K ain't much. Then another 50 put aside for his education. Whatever he may decide to do, I don't know how much it's going to cost. He may still have to earn his own keep.
And you don't know, do you know what he's wanted to be doing?
He doesn't even know what
he does not know yet.
It fluctuates from one thing to the other. Right now it's digital designing and stuff.
MashaAllah.
That doesn't cost much.
But okay.
I'm hoping he has another side venture. So the other 25K, we spoke about this and we said we know enough families that may need to, you know, put that 25 or this much plus with benefit, whereas we already have. So then I have my cousin, who is like a sister to me. I mean, probably more than a sister, but don't let my sister hear that. and she has two kids that I love to death.
MashaAllah.
And then Najib has another cousin that I love her son to death.
Mashallah.
So this would be for them.
For their education?
for whatever they want to do. But yeah, right. Hopefully it's for that.
Mashallah.
25k for the masjid. Few of them, not just Islam.
We have three. We have three.
Okay, all right, we'll pay it off for, some of them.
Yes.
Of course, zakat. Mashallah. Supposed to be 2.5, but you know.
Mashallah.
Good for you, man.
Beautiful. But Najib, yours was very short.
Very simple.
It's very
simple.
Yeah.
I'm going to remodel the house now.
Yes.
I'm going to take two trips. One is Umrah, and the next one that they will all decide, and the rest, she can decide with the rest. I'm simple.
Yeah. I'm simple. I get more.
Welcome back to the third section of this one, where we get to bite each other's head off. No, we're going to play a civilized matter, inshallah. And again, this foosball, whoever gets to the eighth first wins. And I wish you all the best, inshallah. And if anybody decides to hit anybody in the face, you're already protected with a shield, except this girl. She looks more American. It's just me, Allah help. Are you guys ready? There we go. Bismillah. I can see the excitement already. The crowd is going wild. Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. Almost committed suicide again. Oh. Unbelievable. And the crowd goes wild again. I see a standing ovation. The wave is happening. The stadium is going berserk. Congratulations. I can't believe it, but it's true. I am so excited. I am beside myself. Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Just tilt the builder. Yeah, that's it. I know you're soft-spoken, Sister Sara, but you don't have to be gentle with the ball yet. Oh, did you see this, man? Oh! Dude. One more, dude. Bismillah. Okay, it's red again. May Allah help us, wallahi. Okay. Bismillah. It's moving. It's good, Sister Sara. Good, but the other way, please. Mashallah. Oh, and the goal scored in the final. And the winners are fantastic. Oh, mashallah, nice couple. Look at that. Look at that. It's beautiful. It hasn't moved. It's so subtle. Congratulations again. So happy you guys. All right. Well, let's get him back in the food time. Yeah? You got to get him with the food. I'm telling you right now.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa salim taslima. We're now here in part 4 of the episode. We just did the last one, and I can remember Sister Sadab and her man saying from the beginning they want to forfeit the game, but they were ready to get for this one. And then I heard Brother Najib and Sister Raja saying they want to forfeit that one. So it's going to be interesting to see now how you're going to go about it. So in this part here now, you are going to be, you're given ingredients. You were not given the recipe of how you do it. You've been given just the measures. And we're going to ask you to do, we're going to give you about 7 minutes, and we need you to do what's called a Baskin-Robin tray. So 7 minutes, I'm going to measure it here, and then we will see how you guys are going to do at the end, and I'll taste it and see how it's good. Okay, time is up. MashaAllah. Sheikh Ala taught me to make the dua, so in case get any poison. Bismillah. Bismillah, all right.
Very crunchy.
Very crunchy. Very sweet. Okay, I'm gonna have to taste the other one.
I'm sure she would have added the whole thing.
It what?
The whole thing.
I'm gonna have to go with this one. It's way too much whipped cream. Alright, well, jazakum Allah khair, Allah bless you. And yes. Yeah, that's right. So you guys are even between the two games. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed watching those episodes. Alhamdulillah, this you probably have noticed the diversity that we have of our community and our couples that are those that have just been married for 10 months and those that have been for 10 years and others maybe actually more than 10 years, more than 20 years. And you have seen the way that they think and they see the, what's common between them. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they unite their hearts, inshallah, and then continue to have them as pillars in our community and involved.